From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has acknowledged the U.S. conducted an airstrike on one of its camps, but said the casualty figure is exaggerated. Washington said it carried out a manned and unmanned airstrike in central Somalia Saturday, killing more than 150 Al-Shabaab fighters preparing for a large-scale attack. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the target was a camp called Rosso North of Mogadishu.
The fighters who were scheduled to depart the camp pose an imminent threat to U.S. and African Union mission forces in Somalia. The removal of those terrorist fighters degrades Al-Shabaab's ability to meet the group's objectives in Somalia, including recruiting new members, establishing bases, and planning attacks on U.S. and AMISOM forces.
A Pentagon spokesman said the U.S. had watched the camp for several weeks before the attack. European Union leaders Tuesday said they reached a possible agreement with Ankara to return thousands of migrants to Turkey. They're confident a full agreement can be reached at a summit next week. Donald Tusk is European Union Council President.
I'm happy that we have a common understanding with Prime Minister Davutoglu on strengthening our cooperation as to achieving concrete results on the ground within days.
They agreed to give Turkey more money to help care for refugees, while easing visa requirements for Turks and speeding up Ankara's membership in the 28-member EU. A two-day summit scheduled March 17 is expected to finalize the commitment and agree on a deal that the leaders hope will allow for a return to normalcy at their borders by the end of the year. Turkey's Prime Minister Davutoglu said this pending agreement is a way to both rescue lives, staunch migrant trafficking, and herald a new era in EU-Turkish relations. This is VOA News.